Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you too, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I cannot figure out the challenge from last time, however.
Well, let's clear it up then. I said, start with the phrase field mouse. Change one letter to an R, and you can spell a hyphenated word, six letters before the hyphen, four after, that you might see on a package at a health food store. What is it?
I was trying to make grape nuts work, I think.
No, you can't do that. Well, if you change the L to an R, you can spell sodium free.
Ah.
All right, Ian, I usually try to stick to fun and positive stories for our little introduction, but I think this one warrants an exception. Earlier this week, longtime NPR newscaster and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me scorekeeper Carl Castle passed away at the age of 84. Castle began working at NPR in 1975 and was a fixture on the network for more than three decades. Castle estimates he recorded some 2,000 voicemail messages as prizes for contestants on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me before retiring from his scorekeeping duties in 2014. To honor the legacy of Carl Castle, this week our questions are about famous Carls.
Okay, and if you want to hear an interview that our Joe Donahue did with Carl Castle when he retired from newscasting, you can go to WAMC.org or our Facebook page.
All right, first up, 1977's Oh God, 1979's The Jerk, 1983's The Man with Two Brains, and 1984's All of Me are among the directorial efforts of whom, also known for creating and writing for The Dick Van Dyke Show and playing Saul Bloom in the Oceans trilogy.
Carl Reiner?
That's right. And Mr. Reiner won the 1998 Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for The 2,000-Year-Old Man in the year 2000 with Mel Brooks.
They still hang out.
The 1980 PBS series Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, was a 13-part miniseries that covered a wide range of scientific topics, from competing models of the universe, to the Big Bang Theory, to the search for intelligent life. The series was narrated and co-written by what scientist and author?
Any questions, favorite Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan. And Cosmos was the most watched series in public television history until 1990, when it was beaten by a little thing called The Civil War by Ken Burns. Track and field athlete Carl Lewis joins discus champion Al Orter and swimmer Michael Phelps on the list of the only athletes to win an Olympic gold medal in the same event in four consecutive Olympic Games. Lewis won his four consecutive golds in the long jump, beginning in 1984 in Los Angeles and ending in 1996 in what city?
Atlanta.
That's right. He founded analytical psychology, worked with Sigmund Freud for many years before opposing viewpoints caused a split, and is the author of The Archetypes and the Collective Unconscious and The Development of Personality, among dozens of other publications. Who is he?
Jung.
Yes, Carl Jung. And there is a reference to Carl Jung in the movie Full Metal Jacket when the colonel says, you write Born to Kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke? And the soldier replies, I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir. The Jungian thing, sir. And finally, from 1935 to 1940, actor Carl Switzer, known as Alfalfa, was a member of a group of child actors who starred in a series of short films known collectively as Our Gang. In the 1950s, the Our Gang shorts were repackaged under what new three-word name?
The Little Rascals?
That's right. Listeners, this is what it really says on my script. It says blah, 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 quiz at WAMC.org. So just write to us or something.
Or go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge, Mike.
Start with the name Carl Castle. That's CarlKaselL. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word for what people do on the radio and a seven-letter word for people you hear on many radio shows. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. We'll all remember Carl Castle, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We miss you, Carl. See you then.